Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
Yep, 25 to 11 it is. And as always on a Monday, it's good to say good morning to the Duke. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Cozzy. I'm very well, thank you.
I'm looking here and I'm thinking of calling you Mark Leyland. You're going Dubbo, Cowra, Tamworth, everywhere.
There's plenty of greyhound racing right around Australia every week. And as usual on the Anzac Day weekend, or the celebrations for Anzac Day, Dubbo staged a massive carnival. And this weekend it concluded on Sunday night. And some of the feature events there, it's quite funny because the 318-metre track record was equaled by Arinka Tyson in the maiden series. It ran 18.03. Three races later, Country Gun for Neil Stain set a new mark of 18.02. In the Peg and Bill Miller series, which was a 0-2 wins race at Noms, Fancy Arjo for Dennis Barnes took out that race, $10,000 to the winner. It beat Sir Reuben and Winston Amanda in 29.91. And the big one last night at Dubbo was the Dubbo Gold Cup, worth $25,000 to the winner. And Fancy Top, trained by Anthony Azzopardi for his longtime kennel client Terry Kincott, it beat Still Searching and Talabung Honey, 1.5 lengths by 4.5. And the time was 29.81. In non-TAB racing over the weekend at Cowra, we had the Cowra Services Diggers Cup. That was taken out by Benji's Friend in 26.28. And we had heats of the Tamworth Gold Cup. The fastest qualifier there was Falzoni for Melanie Mabbott in 26.02. Saturday night at Wentworth Park, and the Group 3 Gold Cup there, $25,000 to the winner race. And Australia's number one stayer, Space Star, continued on his winning way. He won by 10 lengths in 42.01 from Mulloway and Sipping Felix. His overall record now is 36 starts for 24 wins, 9 minors, $445,900 in prize money. Because since he went to Robbie Britton in November last year, he's had 17 starts, 13 wins and 4 minor placings.
And how much has he won?
$445,000 in prize money. How's this for his CV since he's gone to Robbie? He's won the Group 1 Galaxy at Cannington, the Group 1 Zoom Top at the Meadows, the Group 1 Association Cup at Wentworth Park, the Group 2 Summer Distance Plate, and the Group 2, Group 3 Wentworth Park Gold Cup. They're all at Wennie. He's also run second in the Group 1 Bold Trees and the Group 1 Sale Cup, and he ran third in the Group 1 Super Stayers.
And I'm just thinking back, you know, it wasn't all that long ago when we'd think, gee, a greyhound's won almost 100,000 prize money for a career. And he's picked up nearly $500,000 in that period.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Brendan Wheeler a little bit later in the program, who the Wheeler family, of course, owned Dinah Villa, took its prize money tally to over $700,000 when it won the Group 2 Queensland Derby last Thursday night. But if people are looking to buy a greyhound, and if they're looking to get into the sport in an affordable way, one of the best ways to do it is to head to Dapto this Sunday afternoon or this Sunday morning. The annual Dapto puppy auction is on, and there's over 340 lots that will be auctioned. Joining us is the man who kicked off the series way back in 1999, David Newling. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark.
This is a great concept. We see Richmond have done it at the back end of the year. Dapto has theirs traditionally in early May. And the money that is on offer through the series is terrific. The Puppy Classic final over the 520 metres, it's $75,000 to the winner. You've got finals over 297 and 600 metres. But as I was mentioning, you know, people can go to Dapto this week and they can buy a well-bred pup for not a lot of money.
For example, last year, Mark, the average was $2,819, but the prices range from $500 to $20,000. So there is a pup for every budget.
And traditionally, David, it is an auction series that produces a very, very smart greyhound.
Yeah, well, going back through the history of the race, there's been, you know, Group 1 winners come out of it, you know, dogs that come in the early years. There were dogs like Toll Security, a Vic Peters winner, and Most Awesome, an Australian Cup winner, and more recently, Sheikah was purchased for $3,200 and won the Group 1 Paws of Thunder.
There's some beautifully bred dogs, particularly lot 285, a dark brindle dog. It was whelped in July 2014. It's by Hallucinate out of Crystal, and Crystal is the mother of Spacecraft, who won the Group 2 Maitland Cup Friday week ago.
Yeah, and I think there, from memory, there's four lots out of Cristal in the catalogue. But if I was having a guess at the top price lot, I'd be tipping one of the Collision pups. There's around 40 pups sired by Collision. It's one of the most successful sires we've seen in a long time. And last year's $20,000 top price lot was by Collision. So,
well, some of those Collision lots, lot 39, Collision out of Cadence, Black Bitch, whelped in July 2014. We've got Collisions out of Dusty Retreat, Collisions out of Jade the Weapon. And as you say, he is, without a doubt, Australia's number one sire and has been for a long while in the sense of throwing top-class winners. David, what time does the auction kick off?
9 o'clock. And I must congratulate the club with proceeding with this auction this year. As you know, there's been a lot of drama in the greyhound world this year, but the club decided to keep faith with the breeders who'd bred dogs specifically for this auction, and they've been strongly supported, you know, with the, you know, almost 350 lots nominated. And last year, for some reason, there was nearly a 20% dropout where people withdrew their lots prior to the auction, but this year the chairman, Jack Primmer, tells me there's only a handful been withdrawn, so it's going to be a very big day. And the good news is that clubs had calls from as far away as West Australia from people intending to come to the auction to purchase dogs.
348 lots have been catalogued. It kicks off at 9 a.m. sharp. For people wanting to check through the catalogue, you can go to dapdodogs.org.au. You must register, obviously, to become a bidder on the day. So it'll kick off around 9 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, we'll try and get it going right on 9 on the dots.
Okay. David Newling, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks, Mark.
David Newling there, and as I mentioned, Cozzy, the big Dapto puppy auction this Sunday, 9 a.m. start. 348 lots have been catalogued, and the money on offer, the pups sold through the 2015 auction, as long as the nomination fees have been paid along with the second and third nom fees, they're eligible to contest a three-part Dapto race series, the Dapto Puppy Classic Final in December 2016. Will be worth $75,000 to the winner. And the Puppy Classic Finals over 297 and also 600 metres. They're in January and February of 2017, $8,000. But, you know, as we bang on here a lot on Going Greyhounds, it really is the affordable way to race a winner. And get along to the Dapto this Sunday. Some beautifully bred lots for sale. And who knows, you may pick up another Space Star.
It's a good, fun way to go. And, I mean, as you're saying, it's an entry level too, Mark. You can get one and then, if you want to syndicate it, a whole group of people going, you have a lot of fun, costs you nothing.
Yeah, and look, that's some of the things we're doing here at Sky with a lot of the employees. They're looking to get in. You know, thoroughbreds can be cost prohibitive, I suppose, the best way to put it. And the money in greyhound racing, as we say all the time, it's terrific. You've got greyhounds like Space Star winning $445,000, Dyna Villa $700,000. So there's plenty of money on offer, and you can certainly buy one at the right price.
It's 14 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio. We're talking greyhounds with Mark Uklos. And actually, it's been a huge week this week, hasn't it, Mark?
It has, Cozzy, as always, and we will be speaking with, we've got another race coming up in around 5 minutes' time, so after that we'll be speaking with Brendan Wheeler in regards to Dyna Villa, who took out the Group 2 Queensland Derby last Thursday night. But in other racing news around the nation, former Hall of Fame in Queensland trainer Reg Kay, he appeared in court last Thursday on two animal cruelty charges. That case was adjourned. Racing Queensland have reinstated Wade Birch back to his position as General Manager of Integrity. Now, they're currently undergoing the McSporran review up there, and Justice McSporran is preparing a review on the greyhound industry in Queensland. Wade was stood down from his position shortly after the live baiting scandal hit the screens, and he was reinstated to his position last week. Racing Queensland introduced a rule for greyhounds that they suspended that they would have to perform three return to racing trials. I'm still dumbfounded as to why they need to have three. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. Kibo, who won the Perth Cup last year, Group 1 Perth Cup, and is a Group 1 greyhound. He trialled last Tuesday at Ipswich, and he equaled the track record of over the 431 metres of 24.64. Now, under Racing Queensland's rules, he has to perform another two return to racing trials against other greyhounds. Now, I can tell you, I spoke to Tony Brown on Thursday night, Cozzy. He doesn't know where he's going to find greyhounds that will trial with him.
Well,
because, you know, he's not going to get a fifth grader who's going to get beat by 20 lengths.
No.
Kibo's come out and equal the track record. I don't know what more Racing Queensland want to see from some of their greyhounds. Greyhound Racing New South Wales introduced a rule for suspended greyhounds. They have to perform one satisfactory stewards trial or performance trial. So I'm really, I'm at a loss to explain why Racing Queensland are persisting with the three trial rule. As I said, Kibo, a Group 1 winning greyhound, equals the track record last week. He cannot return to racing until he's performed another two trials, satisfactory trials, and Racing Queensland will clear him from racing. So I'm dumbfounded by those decisions.
It's a bit hard to query his performance. You can't accuse him of failing to chase, can you?
Well, that's it. And that's my whole point. What are they looking for? I mean, yeah. The dog comes out and runs 24.64 on a trial. He equals the track record. GRNSW have also released a policy on lures, and the lures prohibit the use of any animal carcass or part of any animal as a lure in greyhound training, education or racing. And the only exception to this prohibition is the use of tanned and professionally processed animal skins. Good rule. As I said, we've got to move forward. We can't allow it. People say, but you know, what if a rabbit, for example, has been humanely put down, frozen, gutted, etc., etc. The problem there is the assertion that, you know, someone can walk onto a trial track, see a dead carcass, and say, yep, was that alive 5 minutes ago? So yep, one rule for all, one for everyone. No skins, no nothing. Synthetic lures, all in favour of it. So I think that's a good move by GRNSW. Plenty of big racing down your way. At Warrnambool, of course, yeah, we've got the annual Jumps Carnival as far as thoroughbred racing is concerned, but that also coincides with a massive carnival as far as the greyhounds. The Warrnambool Classic semis were held, or the heats were held last week. Angela Langton supplied the fastest qualifying Shared Equity, who went 24.87, just 4/100s outside Phenomenal's 450-metre course record. And Angela's had a great record at the at Warrnambool, particularly in the Classic Series. She's won it three times with Off Wiedersehen, Lindley's King and Premier Event, and Shared Equity has come up with Box 1 in a semi-final on Wednesday night. We've also got heats of the Warrnambool Cup, and Dinah Villa in heat number 2, which is race 6 on Wednesday night, has drawn Box 1. Armed and Ready in race 7, it's come up with Box 2. It's up against Dawkins Bale. Some top line chases going around at Warrnambool on Wednesday night. Nowra Puppy Classic, the semis were held last night, and on Saturday night, I should say. Jason Fletcher had a top night out. Two of his kennel representatives ran 29.73 and 29.74. Fantastic Sid ran the fastest of that. And just briefly, Cossie, we saw a dog called Cleanser run 29.50 at Dapto a couple of weeks ago, and Connections knocked back $150,000 for this greyhound. Last Thursday night in a performance trial, a greyhound by the name of Nymeria, trained by Kenny Burnett down at Bringelly, it also went 29.50, three quarters of a length outside the track record. So plenty of greyhound fans will be looking for Nymeria, particularly this week if Kenny nominates it for Dapto.
3-11, do quicker than our next guest, Brendan Wheeler, for you.
Certainly have, from Team Wheeler, who are based down at Maringo, just east of Young, and I suppose northwest of Yass. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Brendan, terrific win by Dinah Villa in the Group 2 Queensland Derby.
Yeah, it was. It was great to see him. Yeah, we know he can, and we know what he can do once he does come out. He's just been blowing the start a bit lately.
He certainly nailed it the last couple. He ran 29.68 in his heat, and then on Thursday night he led throughout, running 29.70.
Yeah. I mean, the times don't surprise me. It's just been a bit frustrating how he's been coming out a bit lately.
He is a dual Group 1 winning greyhound. He won the Melbourne Cup in November last year. Again, 42 starts, 23 wins, 14 minor placings. He's been super consistent against the best greyhounds in Australia. He ran placings in the Silver Chief and also the Group 1 Hobart 1000. His prize money, $700,000. $533. He has just been an almighty greyhound for you. The thing is, he's only 30 months of age, Brendan.
Yeah, exactly. You see, he's still got plenty more to go, and I think there's a few more big races in for sure.
Will you take him back to Queensland for the Gold Cup up there in the middle of the year?
I would assume so, yeah. He seems to really like the track, and the travelling doesn't bother him, so I definitely think that'll be a target.
Not only Dinah Villa is going great guns for you, but Fernando Bale, we saw him come out in the Golden Easter Egg Series, just a faultless beginner at Wentworth Park, and he's proved that also at Sandown Park at his last couple. Again, a greyhound that has been super consistent. 20 starts, 15 wins, two minors, $410,000 in prize money. Two starts back, he ran 29.10 at Sandown, and then last Thursday night, he ran 29.04.
Yes, he's one of those dogs. I mean, he broke in very good. Like, he really has been a good putt from day one, but he just keeps finding, he keeps getting better. And the last two runs at Sandown are a perfect example of that. He's gone faster early, faster to the back, faster overall in a week. And it's not crazy to think he'll do it again this week. He'll just go a bit faster again.
Harrison, the Group 1 Harrison Dawson will be his target, I imagine.
Yeah, I think there's maybe the Burt Bryant or something this week. And then
Group 3 Burt Bryant, yeah.
Yeah, then the Harrison after that for sure, yep.
Brendan, the family's got three terrific young greyhounds in Dinah Villa, Fernando Bale, and the third one I'll talk about is Dinah Double One, who, if Dinah Double One ever gets his box manners sorted, I believe he could probably be the best greyhound in Australia. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Out of Fernando Bale and Dinah Villa, two out in a match race between them, who wins?
Fernando and Villa. I still think Fernando would lead, so I'd say Fernando.
And what about Dinah Double One throwing him into the equation?
Yeah, that's a different story. He broke in exactly the same group as Fernando Bale, and Fernando wouldn't have seen which way the dog went. Dinah Double One's one of the fastest dogs we've had break in around here. He is an exceptionally fast dog, but still, he would be chasing Fernando. And say, if you look at a track like Sandown, he'd have to break the track record to catch him, and that's a monumental task.
He's won two of his last three at the Meadows. He's run 29.43 and 29.54. Will he also be targeted towards the Harrison Dawson?
I would assume so, yeah. I'd say, yeah, they'd all be heading that way.
Brendan, the family's having a great run at the moment, and Dinah Villa and Fernando Bale and also Dinah Double One are flying the flag. Thanks so much for joining us, mate.
No, you're welcome.
Brendan Wheeler there from Team Wheeler, Cozzie, and boy, oh boy, have they got some hot greyhounds at the moment.
You could just close your eyes and pick one, and you'd be happy with what you got, wouldn't you?
Any of those three will do me.
Terrific. Good to catch up, mate. Now you'll be on the catching pen this week?
Yep, tomorrow night. We've got that feature story in Casino, and we'll also take a look at the Gold Cup and everything else that's happening in greyhound racing. 6:30 p.m., Sky Racing 2, Channel 520, Cozzie.
Good on you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate.